A word for you from Acts chapter 5 verses 1 and 2. But a man named Ananias, with his wife Sapphira, sold a piece of property, and with his wife's knowledge he kept back for himself some of the proceeds, and brought only a part of it and laid it at the apostles' feet. We've looked at some of the points about how even in the most wonderful church there is still going to be a remnant of hypocrisy. And we did say, make sure that you are not the hypocrite, that you are not the leaven that God needs to sweep out of his church. He wants it pure and clean and under the control of the Holy Spirit. Remember that chapter 5 is based on chapter 4. They didn't write in chapters in the New Testament. It was one continual story. And in chapter 4 it speaks that it was the done thing. It was, you could say in today's language, the in thing to bring your property or your wealth and lay it at the apostles' feet and share it. The big difference was they did it under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. They were inspired by God with true unity among them. And so Ananias and Sapphira tried to imitate others. But of course, when you imitate, you can never create the genuine article. You cannot create something which is just there because God made it. Don't try and self-create something that is not of God. But the truth is, Ananias and Sapphira did not trust their future to God. They were not really believing in the Lord's ability to protect their future. This is not to say that you should never have an insurance policy for your car or your house or whatever property, or you should not have a life insurance. But the difference is you need to be open and upfront about it. You dare not allow the slightest leaven of hypocrisy. That is what God hates. And that is what he judged here in chapter 5. Unkulunkulu uyazonda ukuzenzisa. And so their basic sin, yes, they lied to the Holy Spirit, yes, they were untruthful, but they did not believe God.